CPR 63 for the weekend in July 27th, 2012.
Oh my God, they're not breathing! Does anyone know CPR?
Campground Pirate Radio.
Broadcasting from my gun turret high atop Ranch Hogan Waldo in the great southwest wasteland. It is I, Uncle Waldo, and Campground Pirate Radio rides again.
Yeah. adjust your radio. We are in complete control.
Campground Pirate Radio.
We'll be right back. Don't like them. I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
It's Uncle Waldo.
Howdy, howdy out there, campers. How the hell you all been? It's your old pal, Uncle Waldo, coming right back here with yet another special edition of the Campground Pirate Radio. So people are wondering, where the hell have you been? Well, I took a little bit of time off. You know, things got busy, things got crazy, and, you know, Uncle Waldo needed some personal time. Yeah, at the end of the year, my buddies at your uncle's lap decided to go on hiatus for a while, and I thought, you know, I'd like a little bit of a break too myself. I mean, it's a hell of a lot of work digging through the old trunks, looking for the old records, looking for the old tunes, trying to put together shows, and after a while, you know, you just need a break. So the other day, I got an email from a fan, Doc Orkenstein, saying, where the hell have you been? And I thought, damn, it's been a long time since I put a show out, so maybe I ought to put something together for the fans here. So, what you got? I got a whole collection now, some old faves, a bunch of new stuff, Bomb-Throwing Anarchist, he's gonna be back here. So strap in or strap it on, whatever your bent may be. Here's the blood-sucking zombies and blood on Satan's claw. Where else? Only on the CPR.
Don't know what you've done to me, but I know this much is I can't drown in my world. my way. I don't care about a wipeout or shock attacks. Nobody else in baggies and they know I'll buy back. I'm suffering the hell for the people I've slain. I'm waxing up my board using human brains. Now I'm surfing to hell. I'm surfing to hell. I'm surfing to hell again.
kids, what time is it?
Hey, Uncle Waldo, it's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, back from the far-out edges of the lunatic fringe, where I found you, minus the striped shirt and stocking cap, but with the characteristic round specs, of course. Anyway, anyone who hasn't been living under a rock has probably heard about the horrific mass shooting in Aurora, Colorado. In a scenario the outline of which has become all too familiar to Americans, a lone wacko gunned down a whole bunch of innocent, unarmed victims without provocation or any apparent motive beyond malicious mayhem. Armed with three very common and completely legal to own guns, an AR-15, a Glock handgun, and a pump-action shotgun, wearing a gas mask, body armor, and throwing gas grenades or smoke bombs of some sort, he shot up a theater packed with patrons at the midnight premiere of the latest Batman movie. He hit scores of victims and killed a dozen on the spot. Sadly, like most mass murderers in the modern age, he had an accomplice in local law and corporate policy. While Colorado does allow concealed carry, Aurora does not. And even if the town did, the theater chain doesn't. And as is common across the country, if you violate the private property owner's rules regarding guns, it's a crime in the eyes of the state as well. I personally think that gun control failed that night, along with human decency and everyone who ever had the slightest inkling something might be wrong with the shooter. But politicians have a saying, never let a crisis go to waste. So now, the usual suspects have crawled out from the shadows to blame inanimate objects for this horrific crime. Yes, apparently guns themselves are to blame. And laws, like the expired assault weapons ban, are needed. Never mind the fact that this guy had no prior record. There was nothing he did before enacting his monstrous plan that was illegal in any way. Never mind that he was willing to break all manner of other laws, from murder and arson all the way down to trespassing and petty larceny in furtherance of his diabolical agenda. And finally, never mind the fact that every theater patron who obeyed the law wound up a defenseless victim that night. Apparently, something must be done, and gun control is something, so they must do it. How about we just accept that in a free society there are risks to being alive? Among them, lone wackos and terrorist nutjobs of all sorts. You're still actually four times more likely to be struck by lightning than killed in an act like this. In fact, you have more to fear from your local police force than from random acts of violence perpetrated by psychos like Holmes or Loeffner. Let's try and grasp the fact that every day at least as many people are killed by auto accidents. Thousands die from medical malpractice, pharmaceutical drug interactions, and poor lifestyle choices every year. And of course, you're not even supposed to acknowledge the incalculable death, destruction, and misery inflicted on foreigners, every bit as human as you and me, by that U.S. military empire with their drone bombings and their euphemistic collateral damage. So what should we do? You know what we should do? Nothing. Now, I don't mean to be insensitive, but the dead should be buried, mourned, and remembered by their friends and loved ones, not exploited for some cheap political purpose or a photo op. And the wounded should be nursed and healed, and their families should be thankful for their survival. And in time, they'll do their best to resume their lives as best they can. If you're among those friends, family, or loved ones, my sincerest condolences. But chances are, you're not. So, since it's all anyone in the media can talk about, do we need politicians to pass any more laws? Absolutely not. The law was plainly posted on that theater's wall. No guns allowed. And it had about as much effect as you'd expect. When he was apprehended, the guy told police, "I'm the Joker." But the joke was sadly on anyone who thought a gun-free zone was any kind of protection. Every time you walk out the door, there's a chance you won't come back. There are at least 1,000 ways to die. And there's no legislative solution for the Reaper.
We'll be right back. is filled with blood, and the sun is in your hands, the sun that burned you then, now warms your empty heart, people come and go, but you're the
This song's called Don't Drag Me Down, Motherfucker.
Just like
thank you. I feel much better now. Thank you.
It's like being at an awesome party without all the damn mingling. Campground Pirate Radio.
People keep on crawling in.
No fool.
Sexy.
to do.
Blackberry Network, or at campgroundpirateradio.com. Subscribe today. Campground Pirate Radio, when you finally get tired of the same old crap on your radio.
You're a good kid, play the game too.
that was Good Riddance and One of the Braves. Hey, I want to thank you all for being patient until I got another show out for you. I hope it was worth the wait. Can't say when the next one will drop, but hopefully it won't be as long as the last time. So once again, in the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson, don't let the bastards get you down. I'm going to leave you with some stoner prog rock from Osric Tentacles. So until next time, peace! Bye-bye!
There's 90 minutes of your life you'll never get back. Sorry. You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.